Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome in to the Rockies Insider. I'm your Rockies Insider, Patrick Lyons, breaking down the first home series victory for the Colorado Rockies this season, looking into some of the players that are going to be trade candidates ahead of the July 31st trade deadline, and if they helped Felix the first one in. Welcome to the show. The Rockies, think about this. They were only the third team since 1969 division series to have no home series wins prior to the All-Star break, joining the 1969 Montreal Expos and the 95 Twins, coincidentally enough. In fact, they're only the second team in that span to fail to record back-to-back home wins ahead of the break since the 2001 Reds. And yet, they pull off their first home series victory by taking 2 of 3 from the Twinkies, winning on Friday and Saturday night, a three-game home winning streak. In fact, Sunday, we're not able to get the job done in the 7-1 loss. Had they been able to do that, it would have been the first series sweep at home since last May when they took down the reigning, at the time, reigning World Series champions, Texas Rangers. This weekend also saw the return of Ezekiel Tovar after he missed 34 games with a left oblique strain. He missed 26 games from mid-April to mid-May with a left hip contusion, and he is back. With him in the lineup, it definitely improves the length of the roster, the length of the starting lineup, and gives you that much more confidence that the Rockies could win a ball game. His two games he played this week did allow Colorado to emerge victorious. And despite the fact that the Rockies already have 75 losses before the month of July is over, they have not been mathematically eliminated yet. I heard somebody say this to me, and they sounded very confident that they were told the Rockies had been mathematically eliminated. They haven't, at least from wildcard contention. There's no chance, but technically there is a chance. Mark, welcome to the show. I thought we were back, but even the defense regressed today. I don't know. The defense was fairly solid. I don't think they actually made an error at all today. Oh, there was one error. There was another one that Marquez nearly threw away. Arcia with that one throw, sure, late on the triple that sort of became a little league inside the Parker. But the defense all weekend was really solid. Sure, on that one play, it was less than stellar. But you did have Yankiel Fernandez recording his second outfield assist on a play that was challenged by the Rockies, and it was overturned to be an out. In fact, you can see that clip over on the Rockies Insider on YouTube. You can also see it over on various social media platforms at Patrick D. Lyons, because the Rockies were walking off the field. It was like they were all off the field for about 30 seconds before New York called down to the umpire crew and said, no, that is an out. And when I initially saw the play in real time, I did think that the runner was safe getting into third base. But McMahon, with another great tag, he ends up getting the leg of the runner, and it was an easy overturn. So the defense was crisp there. You did have three double plays early on when the Twins probably should have run away with this game early on, because Herman Marquez was not good. It could have been a lot worse during the 7-1 loss. Did I say 7-1? Yes, it is 7-1 loss. Marquez walked the leadoff hitter in all three innings that he pitched, had lots of traffic because of his four walks. He did get a double play And there were two outs at the plate when he was on the mound. In fact, one that he nearly threw over Austin Nola's head. He was having a lot of trouble there. Threw 58 pitches, only 30 for strikes. But he exits the game having allowed only three runs through three innings, 58 pitches, a little higher than you would have liked. And you think maybe he can still go out there despite not having his best stuff. You can go to Ryan Rolison, maybe get some length from him, sneak a victory, sneak a sweep in here. But after the game, talking with manager Warren Schaefer, it was more of a precautionary move to take Marquez out of this game as he wasn't able to get loose during warmups and just felt a little bit tight in between innings. Talking with Marquez, he even said something about a pinch sort of in the pectoral muscle area he was gesturing towards. So that shoulder, he just was not able to get going and just didn't have his normal range of mobility. So he is removed from that game. We'll wait and see what happens if he is able to make his next start. But if he's not, and if he is placed on the 10-day IL, excuse me, if he's placed on the 15-day IL, because pitchers have 15 days, not 10, that effectively closes out Herman Marquez as a trade candidate before the July 31st trade deadline. A guy that in his last seven starts, he got a little bit of help with a lot of unearned runs. In his last seven starts, still has just a 3.31 ERA, arguably one of their best trade chips, because Ryan McMahon, as much as you're getting from him defensively and offensively, he shined this weekend. But as much as you're getting on both sides of the ball from Ryan McMahon, you do have $32 million to pay him over the next 2 years beyond this season. Marquez, a rental, a cheaper rental. And if he has something going on with the shoulder and he needs a time on the IL, that takes away one of the Rockies' two biggest trade chips to help repair, revitalize, and rebuild this organization. Very unfortunate for their franchise from that perspective, and unfortunate for Herman Marquez in his first full season back from Tommy John surgery. Rhino, you anticipated Rymac heating up at just the right time as the trade deadline approaches. Do you think Rymac finally gets traded? I think it might happen. I think it will happen this year. Last year, to be honest, last year was the first time that McMahon's name was on the docket. There wasn't these conversations in 2023 because that was only the Rockies' first 100 loss season. And sure, a lot of people in front offices around baseball would have looked at the Rockies roster and said, I don't care if you only, quote unquote, only lost 100 games once. This is a roster that is not going to compete in future seasons. It's a roster that in 2021, I said, was not a roster that was going to be competing in future seasons and would require almost all of their prospects to pan out. And as it's turned out, many of them have not panned out through 2025. So you could have had this conversation back in 2023, but you did just sign him to an extension ahead of the 2022 season. So it's hard to make a commitment to a player and then immediately turn around to trade him. So last year really was the first time McMahon's name was truly put out there in any reasonable trade rumors that were out there. Sure, teams in large markets and their fans and their bloggers might look around the league and say, who can we cherry pick off the Rockies roster? Let's get a Jordan Beck. Let's go ahead and let's see if we can turn a Chase Dolander into a closer. I'm being overly dramatic, but there are fans and bloggers in markets around the country, large markets, that would look and say, hey, that's reasonable. Here's who we give up to get a package of Jordan Beck and Chase Dolander to get a pair of University of Tennessee Volunteers players on our roster. That ain't happening. The Rockies aren't trading those guys. They're too young. They're too valuable right now that it doesn't make sense. If they're trying to clear house and get better for the future, trade those assets that in a couple months, they're not going to be worth anything because they are going to be free agents and because teams aren't going to need bench players. Teams need those bench players and those role players right now because so many of them have already gotten hurt for them. So there are those spots. There are those places on rosters. Now is when you trade those older players, so to speak. In the chat, McMahon heating up at the right time to get us a better value if they do send him on his way. Absolutely. Couldn't agree more on that one, Mark. He's been playing really well. He's 10 for 34 through his last nine games with 6 of 10 hits, going in for extra bases, homered in the first two games of this series, two doubles on Sunday. In fact, one of them, which off the bat, I didn't think he hit very well, but he carried. There was a lot of carry on Sunday. Twins hitting four home runs. But there was one ball that it hit the warning track in front of the Breidich barrier and went on Baseball Savant. And it had that as, I believe it had that as a home run in four different ballparks. So, and one of them was Yankee Stadium, and the Yankees need a third baseman. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here as we continue to get closer. Still no real major moves getting made across baseball, getting ready for this trade deadline. The starting lineup on Sunday, you might have looked and thought, seems lackluster. No Brenton Doyle. Well, he gets an off day on Sunday because there's a left-handed starting pitcher coming to town on Monday. Doyle is hitting really well against lefties, and Schaefer is trying to get him some rest when possible. Schaefer's also mixing and matching a ton to try and get more out of his players. Almost everyone is playing about 5 of 6 games every week. And so that means an off day here and there for someone like a Brenton Doyle against a really good righty in Joe Ryan. Tyler Freeman, where was he? Well, he was sick, might have been available late in the game. We didn't see him at all as the game kind of got taken away by the Twins late. Adiel Amador just up from Albuquerque, getting his feet wet. He probably got in either late or early morning. I'm not sure which one it was, but didn't get a ton of rest last night getting here. And then Ezekiel Tovar, a scheduled off day as part of his rehab scheduling. So despite the fact that he is now active and on the 26-man roster, he is just coming back from injury. So you do have to be a bit careful. You look at the bottom of the Rockies lineup, 6 through 9, and together, they've combined to hit 6 home runs. Conversely, the Twins, who struggled this weekend, they did lose a series against the last place Rockies. Their bottom of their lineup, 6 through 9, had 25 home runs. And coincidentally, on Sunday, they hit 4 during the game, including 2 from Royce Clayton. Minnesota ties a season high with those 4 home runs. But the offense today was really shut down by Joe Ryan, who is outstanding. 11 strikeouts in 7 innings, only got to 87 pitches. His 11th career start with 10 or more strikeouts, and his 4th with double-digit Ks and no walks. Remember, Joe Ryan was acquired as a prospect from the Tampa Bay Rays in a trade that involved big league talent. The Rockies need to look to do more of that. Mickey Moniak pulled through with a home run. He is now up to 14. Don't believe I would have guessed that Mickey Moniak would be 3rd on this team in home runs when they acquired him just before the season began. He's reached base now 16 of 17 games at Coors Field since May 25th, batting .418 at home, a .982 slugging percentage. So he's been playing really well. I know on Saturday at one point, I saw on the Rockies TV, they flashed top OPS across Major League Baseball since June 1st, Mickey Moniak was number 1. He's playing really well. Looked solid out there as well in center field. Jordan Beck went 3-for-4 on Sunday. 7-for-13 in this 3-game set. 3 hits on Sunday and on Friday. 1 on Saturday. Playing really well. Tied for 4th in the NL in the month of July in terms of batting average. And tied for 2nd in hits. Getting back to the chat, do you think Rymack now wants to go play for a contender and that is motivating him to play well? No, Rymack man wants to play well because he wants to play well. He wants to earn his contract. He wants to be a leader for these young players. So getting traded or not is really irrelevant. You know, I think, and I'm guilty of this too, at times when a guy plays well, like, oh, you know, he's letting so-and-so know how capable he is. Or, you know, if you play well against a team that is a contender, you know, you look at the who's coming to town tomorrow, St. Louis Cardinals. They're one of those teams that are on the cusp that they could very well acquire at the deadline. And you can say, oh, Kyle Farmer, 3-for-4 on Monday. Let's theorize. He goes 3-for-4 on Monday and you go, oh man, he's letting the Cardinals know. No, he just wants to go 3-for-4. He wants to hit. He wants to play. So that's just a narrative sometimes that can build in media. But Ryan McMahon wants to win. He is a leader on this team. He spoke on Saturday after the win to secure the Rockies' first series victory at home. And he said, yeah, you know, we had a meeting. We talked. We kind of aired some things out. Everyone needs to hold everyone accountable. And you really saw that play improving. And despite the fact that they did lose 7-1 on Sunday, this game could have been a much bigger blowout. But they kept trying to compete. It didn't work. Look, the roster is only as good as the roster is. And the roster is not great. But Warren Schaefer is getting a lot more out of these guys. And Ryan McMahon is being that much more of a leader. Much, much better of a leader for this roster. It's really good. I've talked about this before. Also in the chat, is the clock ticking on Michael Tolia as Charlie Kahn has played first base the majority of the year at Spokane and Hartford? I mean, I would say so. He's not thinking about that at all. I wouldn't be surprised if he wasn't even aware that Charlie Condon is now playing more first base because he played more outfield last year. He was a third baseman at the University of Georgia. Players are focused on themselves. They're focused on that day's game, that day's starting pitcher, the bullpen. That's what they're focused on, and that's all they should be focused on. But absolutely, I've mentioned this before, that Michael Tolia could be sort of a Nolan Jones 2.0 comparison. I've said it about Brenton Doyle. I've said that about Ryan Feltner. You're not trading when a player's stock is as high as it was in the offseason or just a year ago, which is a problem that the Rockies seem to have in their front office, is understanding when they should let go of a player or trade them, or when this player, unfortunately, is not going to be an integral part of a championship, if that is what they are truly trying to accomplish. But Michael Tolia could be a guy that if a team knocks and the right offer is out there, you can go ahead and move on from him. You like what you're getting back. And in a very short amount of time, you can have Charlie Condon. You can even have possibly Kyle Karros over at first base in a relatively short amount of time. Twins really needed that win on Sunday because now they go to LA for a 3-game set with the Dodgers. And, you know, again, talking about Ryan McMahon, 2 doubles against Joe Ryan. If you're the Detroit Tigers and you need a third baseman, are you trying to call Bill Schmidt and acquire Rymack since you've got 7 more games against the Twins coming up this season? If the Tigers get Ryan McMahon, you're also preventing the Yankees from getting him and maybe paying an even larger price for a Eugenio Suarez, who continues to play well coming out of the All-Star break. On Saturday, it was a 10-6 win. Rockies, this is an important stat for some folks, they are now 7-4 all time on Star Wars night. Ryan McMahon, as I said, homered in back-to-back contests. Tovar went 3-for-4. It was his 4th home run that game. I wasn't sure if that was Tovar's first home run for Warren Schaefer. And as it turns out, I think all of his home runs have been with Warren Schaefer as the manager of this team. Only 4. Tovar's just missed a lot of time, unfortunately. 3 RBI on Saturday, was 4-for-8 in the 2 games since coming off the IL on Friday. Hunter Goodman recorded his 6th 3-hit game of the season, extended his team leading lead. Whew. Yeah, that's what he did. But he has 18 home runs now to extend his team lead. Nice job for Hunter Goodman. He was the DH today. Austin Nola behind the plate. It's more of that mixing and matching to get guys rest when they needed to. And on Saturday, the team came out early to work on their bunting, and it ended up paying off, kind of. You had Ryan Ritter lay down a sacrifice bunt in the middle of what eventually became a 2-run rally in the 6th. Unfortunately, it busts up his middle finger on his right hand. He needed 3 sutures. It was not broken in quick x-rays. Originally thought maybe he'd be down for a few days, but no, he is put on the IL on Sunday. That's where Adeel Amador comes up from AAA Albuquerque. Speaking with Ryan Ritter on Sunday before the game, he said that when he got in the dugout, he could feel the throbbing in his hand, and he said, I don't think I could throw a baseball. And then when he took off his batting glove, he saw the mess that was underneath. So, you know, he's in good spirits, but this is the first time he's had an injury like that to his finger on a bunt. Outfield, going back to the defense, as pointed out earlier, it was good, but definitely could notice on Saturday, if you're watching that game, go back and watch it if you'd like, because it happened early on in back-to-back innings. But the outfield not really being on the same page this season. Jordan Beck called off Brenton Doyle in center field to make a catch that ended the first inning. That was one that would traditionally be Brenton Doyle's baseball, but Beck overcalled him out despite Doyle calling for the ball. And then Doyle made a late play on a double to right center, but Moniak ended up backhanding it in front of him. As somebody said watching this game to me, it's like they're a bunch of strangers who have never played with one another. We heard on Saturday there were a smattering of boos. Smattering is the technical term for about like five people, but still, smattering of boos for Carlos Correa. I have to say, I was proud of those Rockies fans who remember that Carlos Correa was a notable part of the Astros sign-stealing scandal. You had Zebby Matthews starting the game on Saturday. Real name, Daniel Zebulon Matthews. Now, he's from North Carolina, which does have a Zebulon, North Carolina. That's actually where a very old affiliate for the Rockies are from, the Carolina Mudcats. They play there. And no, if you know your Colorado history, which I hope you do, Zebulon Pike, who is credited with discovering Pike's Peak, has nothing to do with Zebulon, North Carolina. Friday's 6-4 win was a great start by Kyle Freeland. It was a good start from Tonio Senzatella, who gave up three runs in the third, but he ends up lasting seven innings. And I think he might have been at like 83 pitches.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Could he have gone back out there? I mean, he physically felt like he would have been able to start the eighth inning. The Rockies have yet to see a pitcher go that far, but it would have been the fourth time through the order if he would have stayed in that game. So you understand why Schaefer went to the bullpen. That ends up working out. But Freeland, equally as good on Friday night. He goes six innings, gives up five hits, allows one run, walks three, strikes out three. He exited with a 6-1 lead. And unfortunately, Jake Bird struggled again. Three runs in the seventh. His 2.06 ERA has gone up to 4.09 over his past 13 games, 12.41 ERA. We talk about Marquez maybe being off the trade block, and you say, well, that's unfortunate. He got injured. You can't see these things ahead of time. You can't predict an injury like that. No, but you can try to trade a guy as soon as possible so you can avoid something like this, which the Rockies have had happen to them multiple times, players getting hurt just before the trade deadline, and they lose that opportunity. They don't move with imprudence. They don't move with any type of urgency to do something, and that's unfortunate. So Jake Bird, look, still a great pitcher, and I think he's still as good as he was before. He's just having some hiccups, and there are teams that are out there that see Bird struggling and know exactly why. They know exactly why he's having those troubles, and they can probably fix him. And they're still calling GM Bill Schmidt about guys like a Jake Bird, others who may be struggling right now because they know what the Rockies got. Now that's going to probably lessen their offer. And the Rockies may say, well, no, that's less than what we thought we were going to get a month ago when he didn't have this hiccup. And then you've got no trade. And then you don't have prospects for the future to improve your club, which is unfortunate. As I said, Jordan Beck had the three hits on Friday. He was a double shy of a cycle, had two chances at it as well. He was apparently oblivious of that he was a double shy of the cycle, logged his 11th homer of the season. And that home run came on a 3-0 count. Interesting to note because that hadn't happened since last July when Charlie Blackmon did it. In the chat, let's head over there. Wild jumping in. Tovar not being in the lineup. Mentioned that. Just a scheduled day as he continues to rehabilitate to get himself back to full strength. Enjoyed the ladder climbing defense from Ryan McMahon. Yeah, he went up and got one. And I think he exchanged words with Byron Buxton at one point, friendly words. And he quipped like, hey, sorry, Buck. Like, it's just too bad. Felix saying, you think we trade one of the veteran starting pitchers this year? Well, Gomber right now might be the only guy in the rotation if this injury to Marquez is serious enough. Doesn't have to be serious, but serious enough that if he's on the IL or even if he's going to need to miss a start, what team wants to acquire a guy that may immediately need to go on the IL? And even if they are that desperate for a body with upside, keep in mind, Marquez still has some upside, even if he is banged up right now, but that's going to lessen your return. And the Rockies just might prefer to keep Marquez around a little while longer, maybe extend him, maybe re-sign him in the offseason, rather than taking, 10 cents on the dollar, because unfortunately he's hurt right now. Gomber, I don't know who he's going to really be able to help right now. It's going to be a team that basically doesn't have a lot of depth right now in their rotation, guys down in AAA, players coming off the IL. Because Gomber is struggling right now. So it's really just a lot of the relief pitchers where I think any of them, there's going to be several teams that would be excited to have a Jake Bird despite his recent struggles, a Tyler Kinley, Jimmy Herget being one. I will say that in speaking about the trade deadline, there was some fun scuttlebutt because in the press box, in the clubhouse, because we did see a surprise suitcase, a secretive suitcase that we didn't know if someone had gotten traded or not. And so far, no trade. So it's a nothing burger. That's the other thing. You can see something and you might think it means something. No, you just saw something that maybe resembled something, but it doesn't mean it is that thing. A couple final musings. Tyro Estrada, when Tovar came off the IL, Estrada went on the IL with the sprained left thumb, retroactive to July 11th. Not sure actually why it wasn't retroactive to July 7th, the last game he actually played in. The question is, will he have enough time to show that the thumb sprain isn't an issue and that a playoff contender could take a chance on acquiring him? That also remains to be seen. That could be another trade chip taken off the block. As Patrick Saunders pointed out, Tovar and Estrada were supposed to be the double play duo for Dick Monfort's all-time great infield defense. And yet they've played only three games together, May 30th through June 2nd, all of which came on the road. So we've yet to see that fantastic defense together here at Coors Field. We did see Cody Freeman making his debut, brother of Rockies Tyler Freeman. He was promoted to the Rangers on Saturday, came in, got to pinch run. Cody and his brother Tyler are the 459th set of brothers to play in the majors. Do you remember when Elijiris Montero hit a baseball nearly 600 feet against Trevor Bauer? In Japan, me neither. It was less than 400 feet. Not a big deal, folks. Star Wars night had a 35-minute rain delay. Darth Vader came out onto the field and then immediately started pouring rain. I think we know what was going on there. And you know what was impressive? Folks stuck around. Great crowd. Even after about a 35-minute delay, 42,000 in the building. If you like stats, here's a good one that I dug up playing around on Baseball Reference on StatHead. How many Colorado Rockies in the first half have had 17 or more homers, 4 triples, 18 doubles, and 50 or more RBI in the first half? Not very many. Hunter Goodman is one of them. The last one before him, Charlie Blackman in 2019. Trevor Story did it in 2016 and 18. Arenado in 2017. Cargo did it twice, 2012 and 2013. Todd Helton only once, 2003, and Ellis Burks in 1996. Gives you an idea of how good Hunter Goodman has been in the first half. He continues to play well to start the second half. This was an interesting note in the Rockies game notes. Colorado's 35 and a half games behind first place Dodgers entering Friday night's game stood as the second largest gap behind a division leader at the All-Star break by any major league team since 1969. It was behind the 2018 Baltimore Orioles, which, keep in mind, the 2018 Baltimore Orioles intended to be bad. They were tanking. And say what you will about their 2025 and how things have not been going well for the Orioles, but by tanking those four seasons, it did result in back-to-back postseason appearances and an AL East pennant. So it served a purpose. There was a goal in mind. And the Orioles, despite not winning a World Series yet, they were able to accomplish their goal by losing for a purpose. Cardinals come to town Monday, three-game set, 51 and 48 entering Sunday. They had lost the first two games against the Diamondbacks in Arizona. And on Sunday, as I look for the box score, they lost again. Merrill Kelly getting the win. Diamondbacks win 5-3. So Cardinals starting the second half in the worst possible way, just like the Twins. Maybe not the worst possible way because they get one win. But you do have a three-game sweep that the Cardinals are coming off of as they come to Coors Field. No probable starters really for the Cardinals that they gave out, at least. But the homework that I did tells me that Monday, Austin Gomber is going against lefty Matthew Liberatore. Tuesday at 6:40, Bradley Blaylock against Eric Fetty. And then on Wednesday, I think we're going to see Kyle Freeland against Andre Pallante. So Freeland, maybe. Rockies also had to be announced for Wednesday. So maybe it's not going to be Freeland against his old pal, Nolan Arenado. We'll see. At Patrick D. Lyons, at Patrick D. Lyons, MLB, the Rockies Insider over on YouTube. Appreciate you dropping by and providing tons of momentum. But that momentum, as you know, is only as good as my next show. So, of course, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.